Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. The capital is once again heading for a state of emergency when it comes to accommodating refugees. Per Morgan Post reporting, there are virtually no more free places in Berlin's official accommodations. According to figures from the Senate Department for Integration, 99% of the 21,300 beds in shared accommodations were occupied at the end of July. And in the initial reception facilities, 95% of the 3,183 places were taken. As Berlin Briefing previously reported this summer, as recently as the beginning of July, Senator Katja Kipping had spoken of 875 free beds. This number shrank by more than half within 3 weeks, however, and has continued to decline since then. The situation continues to be dominated by the war in Ukraine. Approximately 500 war refugees still arrive in Berlin every day, even though most of them are sent on to other federal states via the arrival center in Tegel, quite a few remain in Berlin. Moreover, several dozen Ukrainian refugees turn up at the centers daily, as volunteers who took them in during the first days and weeks of the war are overwhelmed with the situation after half a year. The city of Berlin usually has to accommodate these individuals, as in many cases, the affected children go to school here, or the adults are enrolled in an integration or language course, or have jobs, giving them the right to be housed in Berlin, according to the Senate. In addition to Ukrainians, many asylum seekers from other countries continue to arrive in the city as well, about 4,500 in the first half of the year. Regardless of where the refugees and/or asylum seekers originate from, the homes of the State Office for Refugee Affairs, or the LAF, continue to fill up, in part because the districts are not managing to find accommodation elsewhere for the refugees who have long since been recognized. According to an evaluation by the Senate Department, most district offices are not in a position to say what their foreseeable demand for housing is. Therefore, the LAF assumes that it will still have to create about 3,000 places to get through the fall and the winter. A spokesperson for Senator Kipping has remarked that the task force that searches for and inspects buildings to be used to accommodate refugees has been strengthened, and the staff is again turning to vacant administrative buildings, hostels, or other properties. Most recently, two buildings on the grounds of the LAF Arrival Center in Reinickendorf were put to use as emergency housing. And in addition, an underground water pipe is being laid so that the container village on the apron of the former Tempelhof airport can also be fully used again. Like other so-called Tempo homes, the Senate has reactivated the Columbia Dom facility. The Senate assumes that it will have to use, quote, alternative accommodation options again in the future. By this, it means temporary solutions, and also the use of hotels or hostels. The cost of doing so is significant, however. It was reported that one operator has already offered an all-inclusive provision for 148 euros per person per day. However, he was unsuccessful. After a cable theft, there have been restrictions on the S-Bahn in northern Berlin. The S85 from Pankow to Grunau is not running at all for the time being, and per a statement by the S-Bahn yesterday, there is an S8 shuttle service between Blankenberg, Pankow, and Bornholmer Straße. Because of the severe damage, the repair is expected to last up to and including tomorrow, and work is supposedly being carried out at full speed to get things up and running normally again as quickly as possible. According to the S-Bahn, around 30 meters of cable were stolen between Bornholmer Straße and Pankow stations on Saturday night. The start of school in Berlin also marks the beginning of a new construction project. As of yesterday, the A103 Autobahn, which connects the A100 City Highway from the Schöneberg Interchange to the Steglitzer Traffic Circle, is under construction for repairs until October. The federal government is investing 1.9 million euros in these maintenance measures, and as a result, in several construction phases, there will be alternating closures and lane reductions. The first of the five construction phases is scheduled to last until August 29th and will mean that the Saarstrasse exit in the direction of Steglitz will be closed. In the second phase, restrictions will be somewhat more extensive. Until September 13th, only one of three lanes will be available in the direction of Steglitz, and this applies to the area between the Schöneberg Interchange and the Schlossstrasse exit. In addition, the on and off ramps of the Saarstrasse and Philanderstrasse interchanges, also in the direction of Steglitz, will be closed. These on and off ramps will be reopened in the next phase, which is scheduled to last until September 19th. However, the lane reduction will remain. With the end of the third phase, construction will continue in the opposite direction. Until September 30th, two of the three lanes in the direction of Schöneberg will be closed, affecting the area between the Schlossstrasse and the Saarstrasse junctions. The on and off ramps at Saarstrasse and Philanderstrasse will be closed again, but this time also in the direction of Schöneberg. This will be followed by the final phase, in which the on and off ramps will be reopened. The restriction on the main roadway is to remain in place until October 8th. As of yesterday, due to staff shortages, some bus lines of the BVG cannot operate at their usual frequency. Specifically, 10 metro bus lines and 3 express lines are now running at 10-minute intervals instead of the usual 5 minutes. The following metro bus lines are affected: the M27, 36, 41, 43, 44, 45, 46, 76, 77, and 82, and the express lines X7, 33, and 83. In addition, the X76 will only run between Lichtenrade and Mariendorf U-Bahn station, and the section from Mariendorf station to Walter Schreiberplatz will be completely eliminated. For another 17 normal bus lines, the frequency will be thinned out from 10 to 20 minutes. The BVLG had announced this step 2 weeks ago, when a high corona sickness rate and a driver shortage led to a 3% reduction in bus service, especially noticeable in the outskirts of the city. The intention is to return to normality on all these bus routes, quote, as soon as possible. A detailed PDF of the affected lines is available on the BVLG website, and a link can be found in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.